Mishnah Berurah Hashem, Hilchos Melicha, Shir 19. In this shir we'll discuss salting the head, the hooves, and brains. So first we'll discuss the head, the problems with salting the head, and how to get around these problems. So let's start with the Torah. The Torah brings the Rashba. Kosev HaRashba, HaMoileach HaRosh, Ketzed Yaseh. How should one salt the head? Shehasar Mafsik Beinayo Ben HaMelech. The possible problem of salting the head is that the hair will be mafsik between the salt and the head. So the Rashba will discuss if this is a problem or not. Yesh oimim shemelech al hasar v'achor kach manichai al ha'esh at shiyaser hasar v'chayzim melech. So there are those that hold that the hair will impede the salt from working on the whole head. So they say, what do you do? First you salt the head with this hair on. Afterwards, you put it on the fire for a little bit to singe off the hair, and then you salt the head again. So the Rashba says, "V'ini roya dvarim." I don't agree to this. You cut the head in two. You salt it well on the inside. And then you salt it on the outside on the hair. She'ein hasar ma'akev al yedei ha'melech lahaflet dam shebabasar ha'vosh. Because the Rashba holds that the hair will not impede the salting process. What's the proof? Sharei mayach sheba atzamois. The Beis Yosef takes out the word over here, basar, and he says, you read it. Sharei mayach sheba atzamois. The marrow in bones, nechshe al yedei melicha, is kashered by doing salting. Ein ha'etzem akiv, and the bone doesn't stop the blood from coming out. You don't have to cut open all bones to salt the marrow. Kavachoyim alesar sheba voish. So he says, if bone doesn't stop the salt from working, certainly here it won't stop the salt from working. So according to the Rashba, we see that the hair is not a problem, and therefore the head can be just cut in half and salted on both sides. So just to explain the Yeshayimim, those that the Rashba argues on, the Prisha says, since you've cut in bays, let's see inside, Yeshayimim shemaleach al asar v'achakach manichai al ha'esh, haimoid im yenichenu al ha'esh, they hold that if you put it on the fire, believe malicha, without salting it first, in order to remove the hair, we have to be worried that the blood will gather, it will gather in the skull, and will get hard, since we're not roasting it completely, we're just roasting it to take off the hair, so the little bit of roasting will cause the blood to collect and get hard, but and this blood won't come out through salting. L'chein malchav t'chila, v'shvil oisei dam she'tsomach l'or, sh'yitzi'enu ha'melach. Therefore, you salt it first, to take out the blood that's close to the skin, and then you can roast it, and the roasting won't have any effect. So this is similar to what we'll learn in Siman Ayin Vav. In Siman Ayin Vav, there's a machlekes if roasting will cause the blood to be partial mokum ha'mokum. Nafka mina is if I could eat a piece of meat that's only partially roasted before all the blood comes out. So according to the Ramah, you have to roast it until all the blood comes out. Otherwise, the blood will be partial makom makom. So over here, that could be what the Yesh Oimim hold. They hold that the blood will be partial makom makom. And now, once the blood is partial makom makom, through roasting, salting won't take it out. And therefore, you have to salt it first to take out the blood from the surface which the roasting, to singe off the hair, has an effect on. So that's Yesh Oimim. So let's see now the Beis Yosef. Kosev HaRashba, HaMeleach HaRosh Ketzed Yaseh, Shehasar Mafsik Beinoi Ubein HaMelech. Yesh Oimim Shemeleach HaLasar. Kol Zer Hu B'Toris HaBayis, this is all brought in the Toris HaBayis HaKotzer. Ela Shemash HaKotzer Rabbeinu Shehavei HaMoyach Shebebasar HaTzomis Nechshu Alidei Melicha, Ein HaMechaven. When the Torah says, the Moyach and the Basar of the HaTzomis is not correct, the Basar Mandach HaShmei, there's no marrow in the meat, in the bone. V'Tzorach Limchak Teves Bebasar. You have to like we said, we have to take out the word bebasar. The marrow and the bones come out through salting. So now the Beis Yosef says, "Vim toimar me'achor shehu soiber she'en hasar ma'akev al yedei ha'melach." Since the Rashi beholds that the hair does not impede the salting process, la'matzorach lachter charoish l'shnayim. Why do we have to cut the head in two? Yem lechenu mibachutz. You should salt the head on the outside. V'hadam yoytze derech hashchita. And the blood should come out through the opening where the animal was shechted, v'derech hanechorim, and through the nostrils. To legori haneduchti memokum chatach shebit tzofayim. It shouldn't be any worse than hooves, which we'll see in Sif Beis, can be just cut and salted. So by the head also, why can't you just leave it whole? The Ain Loy Mauta, Shani Havoy Shu Av. We can't say that the problem is that the head is thick. Be Ain Koyach, Be Melech Lahaplet Kol Adam Sheboy, Alidei Melicha Mibachutz. And therefore the salt won't have an effect on the whole head. Because the Chachamim were not machalach between a thick piece of meat or a thin piece of meat. This is Mefush in the Rajma. Although we've seen before that the Mordecha does not hold like that, when we learned the Taz and Sim Samach Tes, if Kotnyu Gimel, but the Rajma says it's Mefush, and so therefore it's a question on the Rajma. Why do you have to cut the head open? Because even if it's a thick piece, the salting should have an effect. It seems to me that you don't have to cut the head to two, only because of the brains. Because the brains won't come out through salting the whole head. Therefore, you have to cut the head open and salt it. We'll see exactly what you do with the brains later. If you take them out, or if you leave them in, that we'll get to. So the Beis Yosef continues, V'im toimar ma'achar shechoyte chavoy shlishnayim. Since we're anyway cutting the head in two, why does the Rajba have to tell us that the hair doesn't impede the salting process? Even if the salt does impede the salting process, since he salted it well on the inside, and the Rajba says that salting on one side is enough, so even if the salting on the hair does impede the salting process, it wouldn't make a difference, since it's already salted on one side, in the inside. I said over there, that's only b'di'eved. But l'chatchila, we have to salt on both sides. Over here, the Rajba wants to tell you that it's l'chatchila to salt it this way, even though there's hair, and it's called salting on both sides, since the hair doesn't impede the salting process. So just to sum up, so far we've seen that a possible problem of salting the head is the hair, and in this the Rajba says that he holds that it's not a problem. The other problem is the brains in the head. That if you salt the head whole with the brains inside, the salting won't work on the brains. We'll see when we get to Sif Gimel exactly what the problem with the brains are. So now let's see the Mechaber. Havoish Choytchoy l'shnayim u'molchoy yofe l'tzad pnim. The head, you cut in half, and salt it well on the inside, v'choyzu maleach al hasar, she'en hasar ma'akev al yidei ha'melach lahaflot dam. And then you salt it on the hair on the outside, and you don't have to remove the hair, because the hair does not interfere with the salt's ability to extract the blood. So just to get a picture of the Shach and Taz's question, let's see the Mechaber Sif Gimel. Hakrum she'al ha'moyach, the membrane on the brains, yesh bei chutim, have veins. Bahamoyach asma yesh bei dam, and the brains themselves have blood in it, ve'eni yoytzi midei domay b'malichas ha'roish, and won't come out through salting the head, lefi shoha etzem ha'roish makifoy, because the skull surrounds it, ve'oymed lefonav, and holds it back, ve'en makom ladam lozov, and there's no place for the blood to flow out. So we see over here that even though salting works on bone, over here, since the brains are inside the bone, and it's a membrane around the brains, salting on the head won't work for the brains, because the blood can collect before it goes out of the skull, and therefore it won't come out. So the Sif Tzedas and Sif Kanhei explains that the membrane around the brain has a lot of dam, and the brain itself also has a lot of dam, and therefore it will collect and won't go through the bone. So therefore the Mechaber says, L'fichach ha'bala molchai, if someone wants to salt the brains, koiroi, you cut open the head, u'moitzi ha'moyach, you take out the brains, v'kareya ha'krum, and then you have to cut the membrane, u'molchai, and then you could salt it. V'imrotz l'mloyach ha'roish v'amoyach v'seichai, but if you want to salt the head with the brains inside, yin koivo etzem, k'neged ha'krum, you make a hole in the bone, opposite the membrane, v'yinkod gam hakrum, and you make a hole in the membrane as well, v'yimlach, and you salt it, v'yaniach hanekav lamata, and you have to put the hole face down, u'muta afil lugdera, and then once you salt it like this, you can even cook the meat, and it does not have to be roasted. So we see in Sif Gimel that all we have to do to salt the head is make a hole opposite the krum, and make a puncture the krum, and then you consult it if it's face down. So why does the Mechaber say in Sif Aleph that you should cut the head in two? So let's see the Taz in Sif Kut Aleph. Choy Tchoy L'Shnayim. Pirish, the Yesh Machmirim, there are those that are Machmir, stringent, V'Oimrim, Shaser, Makaf Sadam Shabbosar Roish, interferes with the blood and the meat of the head, Shalayot Al-Yedei Malicha, and it won't come out through salting. V'Lepichach Mochon Oysoi, Tchila Al-Asar, therefore you salt it on the here, Shiaflit Ma'at, that a little blood should come out. Afterwards you put it on a fire to singe off the hair. And afterwards you go and salt the head again to take out the blood from the whole head. According to this, that the salt only removes a little bit of the blood, why do you have to do it at all? So this we answered already from the Prisha, that if you don't do this, the roasting to remove the hair will cause the dam to be purged from makom makom. Elos, but the Rashba holds because of this kasha, vade in aser ma'akav klal, that the hair does not interfere with the salting process. V'havi haroish kamoi shar basar, and the head is just like any other piece of meat. V'haroish alahachmer b'roish, someone who wants to be machmer, yachtechenu lishnayim, you should cut it in two, v'yimlechenu litzad pnim, and then salt the inside, v'gamal asar, and also on the outside on the hair. In the Torah Sabayis and the Oroch, in the long version of the Torah Sabayis, it doesn't mention that you should cut it in two. Rak b'kotzer, kosvoy. V'gam ken shaloi min adin. And he doesn't say in the kotzer, when he says that you should cut it in two, he doesn't say min adin. Rak b'loshen im loitza. He says, if you want, choy techavosh l'shnayim. So the Taz learns that if you want means that you don't have to do it. V'afo pisha tor v'ashulchan Oroch l'kosvoy, im loitza. Even though the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch don't mention this lashon, if you want, al kos v'derech psach, they write that this is what you're supposed to do. Makom makom hula mitzvah munam muvchara. Ma'achar shekosav beisir sebatam shetarach lach tachavish l'shnayim. Mishum ha'moyach shebefnim, that since you have to cut the head because of the brains, therefore the mitzvah munam muvchara you should cut it into two. Ve'emes gam nikav etam l'chud mahani. But even making a hole is good enough miku adin. Like he writes in Siv Gimel. So that's the answer why the Mechaber holds in Siv Gimel that you could just make a hole. Because in Siv Aleph, when he says you should cut into two, he's talking about Mitzvah Munah Muvchar, the best way to do it. Valkain, Metuitz Lashon Ve'Mosah Shekosav Rashba. And according to this, the Lashon of the Rashba, it says in Mosah that if you want, is also answered that he's talking about the Mitzvah Munah Muvchar. But it's good enough if you just make a hole in the skull and the krum in order to salt it. This is also how the Shach learns. Let's see Sifkot Nalef. Aroish choy tchoy l'shnayim. En lefarash atam, mishum de lechatchi letzoruch l'mloyach, mishneit stodim. The reason that you have to cut into two is not because it has to be salted on both sides. Ukutil el, simen samachtas, sif dalad. Dem kena, my shari kan, v'sif gimel, ayde nekivis ha'etzim, b'akrum. If we say that the reason is because you have to salt the head on both sides, and unless it's cut, it's not called salted on both sides, why is it good enough if you just make a hole in the skull and the membrane? We see already from Siv Gimel that if you salt on the head on all sides, it's good enough. It's only like one thick piece of meat, and therefore it's good enough. So we're here when he says you have to cut in two. Someone wants to salt the head and the brains the best possible way. You cut the head in two, and you salt it on the inside, mishum ha'moyach. V'sif gimel mabar, the mishum ha'witzel ha'mleach ha'voish ha'moyach b'seichai. If someone who wants, he doesn't want to do the mitzvah munah muvchar, he just wants to do me'ikur adin, he could and leave the brains inside the head, yinkav ve'etzem ba'akrum, he should make a hole in the skull and the membrane, and that's good enough for me'ikur adin. So the Mishnah Tzav explains that the reason why mitzvah munah muvchar, you should cut it into two, and you shouldn't rely on a hole, is because by a hole, you have to put the hole face down. And we're afraid that if you're not careful, the hole won't be facing down the whole time and will be usher. Therefore, in the mitzvah munah muvchar, you should cut the head into two. So the only question is, when you cut it into two, what do you do with the brains? So the Levush adds two words. The Levush says, HaRoish choytcha l'shnayim, u'moytzi ha'moyach, u'molcha yofa l'tzad pnim. You cut it in two, you take out the brains and salt it on the inside. So the Levush holds that you should take out the brains. However, from the Sisadas, we see from the end of Sifkat Nalef that you leave the brains in and you salt it on the side of the brains and on the side of the outside and the side of the hair. Now, this that we said from the Taz and Shach, that over here we're talking about Mismuna Muvchor, that the best thing is to cut it in half, but Mikra didn't, all I have to do is make a hole. This is not agreed by everyone. Let's see the Piskei Tshuva, Sifkat Nalef. Choit choy l'shnayim. Ayin taz v'shach. This zehu l'mitzvah min ha-muvchor. This is the best way to do it. But mikra din, you can just make a hole. Ba'ayin b'tshuva space Yaakov, simen lamed. You'll see the tshuva space Yaakov. We've spoken about this tshuva before in taz, simen samach tes, sifkot n'yud gimel. Shekosav d'nira li d'mitzat ha-din tzorech lachti ha-roish l'shnayim. That you have to cut the head in two mikra din. And if you did not cut it into and salt it whole, it's aser. Afshar Rashba kosa batam mishum hamoyach umadama lo lachticha ava. Even though the Rashba says the reason you have to cut it is because of the brains, and he compares it to a thick piece of meat, mikom makim nire the ikatem achrina b'molsa. The sack of holes is another reason I have to cut the head in two. The yesh makomis beroish shu cholul b'fnim. There are places in the head that are hollow inside. L'chein le'idomi l'chaticha abo, and therefore it is not like a thick piece of meat. V'le'gora min ha'reya she'tzorach l'ftoyach ha'knuknes shebo. And it's not any worse than the lungs that you have to open up the chambers in order to salt it. Because the Besyakov holds that if it's hollow inside, you have to salt it inside as well. Hilkoch v'nidin li'don yesh le'eser. In our case also, you can ask for the meat, afilu b'di'eved, k'din b'asa shenim l'chmak mitzad echad. We'll have the din of meat being salted on one side, since there's spaces that are hollow inside the head. And we'll have the din of salting on one side, which is asa b'di'eved, except if it's a hefza merubah. At kan dvorav, this is the words of the Beis Yaakov. L'aneyez daiti loy nehire. The Piskei Tshuva argues in the Beis Yaakov. Ki ma shekosav ha-Beis Yaakov, l'chein loy domi l'chticha avo, lesa. The Beis Yaakov says that it's not comparable to a thick piece because there's holes inside. It's not true. The Harei B'Simen Ayin Beis believe Koyli La'achar Malicha. By the heart, we'll learn that you could cut it after it's salted. After Hu Chol Min B'Fnim, even though the heart is hollow inside. Vayim V'Miches Yaakov Klal Tezvav Sifkot Memhei V'Mashakotzav Beis Yaakov D'Legor Mihareya. And what the Beis Yaakov says that it's not any worse than the lungs. Temhani, ta'ad rabba, misham muchach ipcho. From the lungs, we see the opposite. The Rebbe Simon Ayin Beis Siv Dalad Mavor, because we see in Simon Ayin Beis Siv Dalad, the Medina Ein Soach Leptoach Achnoiknes, Elam Minhoga, that Meiku Hadin, you don't have to open up the chambers of the lungs, only a minik. Vagam Shemidibir Hetaz, Lael Simon Samachtes, if it gimro, Mashmid Yeshli Zoy Medina, Vayasogla, Mibmin Chas Yaakov Shom, Vayim Pimagodim Shom. So even though we've seen before in the Taz and Simon Samachtes Sifkot Yud Gimel that you should open the lungs, the Mechas Yaakov argues on the Taz, and therefore the Piskei Tshuva does not agree with the Beis Yaakov, and he holds that even though it's hollow inside, it would still be as like one thick piece of meat, because as we explained before in Simon Samachtes that if it's not exposed to the ear, it does not have to be salted on the inside. La Maisa La Locha, according to the Ramah in Simon Samachtes, we see that the minig is to remove the brains and cut the krum, and then to cut the head shasi v'erev widthwise and lengthwise, and then it could be salted. The reason is because there's two membranes. There's one membrane right around the brains, and that has to be cut when you salt the brains, and there's another membrane that's attached to the skull on the inside, and that also has veins in it, and therefore you have to cut the skull shasi v'erev in order to cut these veins, and then it could be salted. So now see Siv Beis. Hatlafayim machatach oisem ma'at lamato. The hooves have to be cut a little bit on the bottom, umoyleach, then you salt it. V'yeniach mokim achtach lamato. You have to put the cut face down. V'yimlach gam al hasayar. He could salt also on the hair. So let's see the shach, Siv Cotton, Gimel. Hatlafayim machatach oisem ma'at lamato. V'shem dilav ken havik umoyleach b'kli she'ena menukav. If you do not cut the hooves, it's like salting the klisha in a menuka, because the hooves will prevent the blood from coming out, ואף שנמלחו, אין הדם יוצא דרך התופיים, and even if it's salted, the blood won't go through the hooves, מה שאין כן בשעה עצמס, שמליחוס על מייל למייח שבצריכן. The hooves are different, because by other bones, salting does remove the blood of the marrow. או כמו שכוסף הרב, סיף גימו. ושדם נפלא דרך עצמס, because the blood goes through the bones, על ידי מליחה. זה פשוט. וכן מוכח להדר ברשבה ותורת. This is how also it seems from the Rashba and Tor. Of course, but the Levush says, the Zelushoine, Shani Sharat Somis Mitalfayim, the Sharat Somis Hamayach Shabesrechon Mamala et Kol HaChalal. Other bones are different than hooves, because by other bones, the marrow fills up all the space in the bone. The Ain't Sham Mokam Shiskanas Sham Hadam, there is no place for the blood to gather, the Yishar Sham, and it will remain in the bone. Aval ha-talfayim heim chalulim mibifnim. However, hooves do have some ear pockets. Bein ha-bosu dovak b'kulan, and the meat is not stuck to the whole thing. It does not completely fill up the space inside the hooves. Vim lo yiftach oisam, if you don't open up the hooves, yesh locha shem yiskanas dam ha-plita b'fnim. Since his pockets will be afraid that the blood will gather inside, l'makam echad, in one place, v'havik ma'leach b'klisha in ha-manukav. And therefore, it's like salting in a klisha in a menukav. Ad kan l'shenai. This is the lashon of the levush. So the shach said, "V'lei nehire." To ha'ad rabba ha'meleach b'klisha in a menukav asim mitam shabasa ha'munach b'ayu munach b'makam dochok. The reason that something salted in a klisha in a menukav is asir is because there's no place for it to move. Aydekach in a pilot yafa, and therefore it doesn't come out well. V'chashinan shama pirish b'makam ha'makam, and therefore we're afraid that the blood will move from place to place. So therefore over here, he disagrees with Lavush. According to Lavush, the reason it's usher is because it's pockets. The Shach says no. If you're afraid that it's like salt and a klisha in a manukav, even if there's no pockets, it's usher because there's no place for it to move. So therefore it's like salting in a kli. And therefore the blood will be partial mokal and mokal. So therefore there's no difference if there's pockets or no pockets. According to the Shach, the reason that it's usher is because the bone prevents it from going out, and therefore will be partial mokum and mokum. So what happens if it did not cut the hooves? So the Machaber says in Siman Samaches, Sif Ches, that it's mutter b'dieved, and the Mos says it's usher, but the Shach says that only the meat that's in the hoof is usher, but the meat that's above the hoof is mutter. Even though usually salting and klisha in a menukav will be usher even what's above the tzir. So here too we should usher even what's above the hoof. The Shach says that since there are those that hold, which is how the Machaba holds, that the blood will go through the hoof, and it's not like salting and klisha in a menukav, therefore in this case we can rely on the Rosh that holds that the part above the tzir is mutter, and therefore the part over here, the part above the hoof, will be mutter. So now let's see Sif Gimel. So we saw it before already the Machaber. So now let's just see Shach Hei. So the Machaber says, V'im rotza l'mloyach ha-roish. If you want to salt the head with the brains inside, you make a hole opposite the membrane, and you make a hole in the membrane, and then you salt it. So the Shach says, it only helps if you make a hole in the skull and in the krum. But not if I put the cut of the shchita face down, or if I stick something into the nostrils to pry it open and have the nostrils face down. Like it helps by roasting. This is also how it seems from the Rashman, the Teres Abayis, the Tor, and the Magad Mishnah, and Hilchas Macholos Asuris. So the Sitzei Das explains the Shach as follows. In the head, there's two problems. There's the krum, which has blood vessels in it, and then there's the brain. And salting it in the skull is like salting in a klisha in a menukav. So by roasting, all we have to do is make sure it's not a klisha in a menukav. By roasting, since roasting is stronger than malicha, we don't have to puncture the krum. All we have to make sure is that the head has an opening face down in order for the blood to drain. So either you leave it on the base of shchita, or you pry open the nostrils and put the nostrils face down in order for the blood to flow out. And therefore, the skull does not give it an effect of klisha in a menukav. But by roasting, the krum does not have to be punctured. By malicha, though, we have to puncture the krum. And therefore, just putting it on the Beis HaShchita or in the nostrils is not good enough. So let's see now the Ramah. Before in Siman Samaches, the Ramah writes what to do lechatchila. Like we said before, that you should take out the brain and cut the head shesiveiriv. If you salted the head whole, without cutting the skull, the membrane and the brains are aser. The shararosh mutter, but the rest of the meat of the head is mutter. Kol sheken shabasar she'imoy. And certainly, other meat that's salted along with the head is mutter. So let's see the shach, that's gotten ches. The shararosh mutter, lefisha etzem hakol goylus matzik bin dam shebesoichi lebasar. The reason the rest of the head is mutter is because the skull prevents the blood from the brains to go into the meat of the head. Vafilu im ksas min adam niflat, and even if some of the blood does go into the head, the nichnas asecha basar and goes into the meat of the head, kaboy likach poltoi, will say, kaboy likach poltoi, that since it's being salted to take out its blood and sear, it will take out the blood that it absorbs from the brains. Kein kosev arash bo betoyis abayis ha'oroch daf ein ches. V'harosh per kid anoshev isir heter ha'oroch klal yud zayin din zayin. This is how the Rashba, the Rosh, and the Sevetu write. The Nirali Shatama Rishon Ikas. So the Shach says that the first reason that the skull doesn't allow the blood to go into the head is the main reason. And the Rishonim only wrote the second reason as an extra. The Ran also only wrote the first reason. Afilu shah basish imay nimlach or polat kvar kol domay vit siroi beinyan de la shah beik of boilakach poltoi or kudal el seif simen ayin afilu hachim mutter. So therefore, even if you salt the head with other meat that was already salted and all the dam and the sir came out, so now we can no longer say kaboilakach poltoi, or which means in our case, I did the yiflit sir, yiflit dam, even though we cannot say this, still the other meat would be mutter. So now this is what Kivegu says. Well, if he's a filo shahar basar, let's see inside. Lo yadati amay loy nokat hanafkamina bebasar shebevoish im acher shemolchei behudach chozer molchon im neser habasar meakrum. What would be if you salted the head for shir malicha, you washed it off, and then you salted it again? So, since salting doesn't work on the brains, so there will still be some blood coming out from the brains and the krum into the other meat, and since we salted a shir malicha and was washed, so then the klipa are closed. And therefore, we can't say kabbalah kach poltoi. So it also be an afkamina between the two reasons in this case. So the Kivega says, "Damasha niflit ato osir kimin the lakadam shall atzmai." Since there's no dam or tzir of its own, because the nikkel plate are closed, or dam or tzir coming out, since the nikkel plate are closed, therefore the head will be osir in this case, because the dam coming out of the brains and krum will osir the head. And if we don't say the second reason of kabbalah kach poltoi, it would be aser. But if we say the first reason, that the skull prevents the blood to go into the head, then even if it would be washed, it would be mutter. So the Sifta Das just clarifies exactly what the separation is. He brings a machlokes, the Ran and the Rosh. According to the Rosh, the krum holds the blood back. And according to the Ran, the skull, the lashon of the Prima Gadim is four lines from the bottom in the machon. Uberan kosef kaderim mafsik. That the kadera, which means, according to the Madani Yonta from the Rosh, the skull holds back the blood from going into the rest of the head. So the nafkamina would be, if I took out the brains, and I didn't puncture the krum. So if I say the krum is mafsik, so over here if I would salt the brains with other pieces of meat that was already salted, and had no more dam or tzir, it would be mortar. But if I say it's the skull that's mafsik, so in such a case, if I took out the brains, and there's no skull, it would answer the other piece of meat. So let's see now the Mati Yenison. The Mati Yenison can be found in the Yalkut Meforshim in the back of the Machon on page Chof Ches. And the old Shulchan Aruch should be on the side of the page. So it's on the right column, the third paragraph. V'shara Rosh Mutal Vish Etzem HaGogolus. V'nirali Da'atam Rishon Hu Ikur. The Shach says that the first reason is the main reason. Ayin Shom. V'adinein Marina V'Rabbeinu, my Rebbe, which... Keep in mind that Mati Yenison is the same person as Ecclesi or Placi, Rabbi Yenison Eifshitz. I'm not sure who his Rebbe was. He quotes from his Rebbe, that Al-Kochach Muchak de Tam Sheni Hu'ikr. That he argues on the Shach, and he holds that the second reason is the main reason. Da'al-Kosav HaShach Le'el, kivan shemelech b'chutz mikol tzadim sagi. That if you salt the meat completely on the outside, it's enough. The lo yehei elo chaticha achas abo. It's only like one thick piece of meat. If we say that the skull separates and doesn't and prevents the meat from going out, how does salting on the outside of the whole head help? If the bone separates the blood from coming out, it should also not let the salt on that side have an effect on the whole piece of meat. And therefore it's only like salting on one side. We'll have to say that melicha does help to take out the blood through the skull. We have to say that the salting helps to take out the blood from the brains. And therefore it's like one thick piece of meat. And the salting goes from one side to the other. And therefore, the second reason of Kabbalah Kach Polte is the main reason. Because the Matianison holds that if we say that the blood won't come out of the brains, then that side is like it's not salted. And therefore, it would be like a piece of meat salted on one side. So we have to say that since the Shach says it's, if I salt the whole head, it's like salting on both sides, we'll have to say that the second reason is the main reason. So we'll have to say that according to the Shach, even though the blood doesn't come out, but the salt will have an effect and go straight through the whole piece, it just can't draw it out through the bone. I have a kasha on this, which we'll get to in Siman Ayin Hay, is that if you have the chacholas, the intestines, and the shuman on the outside, so the chacholas, we'll learn, does not need to be salted, only the shuman, the fat on the outside of the chacholas needs to be salted. So the halacha is over there, that if I salt the chacholas on the side of the chacholas, and not on the side of the shuman, it's as if the shuman was not salted at all, not even on one side. So if we say that the salt can go through the brains, but the chacholas also should be able to go through the chacholas and have an effect on the shuman. So therefore it would be a kasha on the shach, like the Matianison is saying. The tzarchiyum. So let's finish the Ramah. Hakulus v'shar atzomet yesh ben moyach. The thigh bone and the other bones that have marrow, tzricha malicha, need to be salted. U'malicha se'etzem moya l'moyach shebekirboi. The salting on the bone helps for the marrow inside, and you do not have to make a hole in the bone. The chatchila should not salt it with other meat, only by itself, or b'diavad, if you salt it with other pieces of meat, it is mutter. So the Shach says in Sifkat Yud Aleph, the chatchila layim lechenu im shab basar, aber b'basar shalahem noigim b'chol yoim, l'mloyach apilu lechatchila v'shab adomi. But with its own meat, the meat that's attached to the bone, we do salt it even lechatchila.